Hello and welcome to the Success Magazine podcast. I'm Carrie Lee Brown, the editor-in-chief of Success Magazine, and I'm thrilled to interview the incredible Lauren Bostick today. Lauren is the mastermind behind The Skinny Confidential, a blog focusing on beauty, wellness, and unfiltered advice. She's not just a blogger. Lauren is a skincare brand creator, a champion for women, and a successful entrepreneur featured in renowned publications like Marie Claire, Self, and Women's Health magazine. She's also the co-founder of Dear Media, a multi-million dollar company. Together with her husband, Michael, Lauren hosts The Him and Her Show, a podcast with over 160 million downloads, showcasing leaders, celebrities, and more. Lauren is also an author of two books and the founder of an acclaimed skincare line. Today, we're honored to welcome Lauren Bostick to the Success Magazine family. Hello and welcome to the Success Magazine podcast. My name is Carrie Lee Brown and I am the editor-in-chief of Success Magazine, and we have such an exciting show for you today, and we are live. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our fabulous guest. Many of you might know her through her blog, The Skinny Confidential, or you've probably tuned into the Him and Her Show podcast, which has over 160 million unique downloads. You've also probably seen her products plastered across billboards. Yes, we're talking about the brilliant Lauren Bostick. There she is on the screen.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Not only are you the creator of The Skinny Confidential, but you're also a skincare brand, a creator, an advocate for women, and an entrepreneur featured in so many publications like Marie Claire and Self and all these publications that we're very familiar with. Not only that, you're the co-founder of the multi-million dollar company Dear Media. Wow, what a portfolio and a CV there. We are so delighted to have you, Lauren. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting. I'm such a big fan of Success.
Yay. Well, you've turned your passion for beauty, wellness, and no censor advice into one of the most distinctive blogs online, The Skinny Confidential. Along with your husband, Michael, you feature world-class leaders, entrepreneurs, doctors, celebrities, athletes, best-selling authors, experts. With the mindset of constantly leveling up and being the best version of yourself, what is your advice to inspire listeners all over the world to be happy, healthy, and forever evolving?
I think that my advice to start off is that, and this is going to be very maybe micro advice, I think my advice is to start off looking at your childhood. Mm-hmm. Look at what you enjoyed doing as a child. And it could be anything from baking cakes to running a lemonade stand to reading, whatever it is, really look at that and see what you like to do for free as a child. And write that down. And even if it sounds stupid, write it down. And I did this exercise when I started out when I was, 21 years old bartending. I remember writing down all the things I loved to do. And what something that stood out to me was scrapbooking. Mm-hmm. And if you would have told me, like, you could be a scrapbooker when you grew up, I would have loved that. And essentially what I do now is sort of an online scrapbook. So I think the reason I tell people to look at what they did when they were a child is because there's creative ways to monetize what you love to do as a child and what you were passionate about if you can look through it through a lens of creativity. So say you loved running lemonade stands. Maybe you need to be like in brick and mortar and you're maybe more entrepreneurial. Say you loved reading. Maybe you need to get involved in the book industry. Maybe you want to write a book. I just think it's really important to look back at the things that we love to do in a natural, carefree way for free. So that's the first sort of step that I would take to figure out what it is you want to do. And a great book to read is Mastery by Robert Greene. He writes all about how to become a master of your craft. And the first step in that is to look back at what you loved. And then I would tell you that it's all about putting in reps. And I think everyone on here knows that when it comes to losing weight. I had to lose 60 pounds after my second baby. And it's all about the reps. putting in the work. And the reps are so important. I think online we see so many people sort of do overnight successes. And I think people who are actually building something that's a beautiful brand with that's multi-layered, it's a lot of reps. And I think you've probably interviewed so many people who are massively successful, and all of them would tell you that it is about the reps. So you have to put in the work. And then the third thing that I would tell everybody is to make sure that you're showing up every single day in a consistent, disciplined manner on a micro level. So putting things in your calendar and creating systems to get to the goals that you want. So if you set a goal in 6 months that you're going to write a book, that to me is like, it's not enough. You have to have in your calendar when you're going to write. You have to make sure that you, if you have kids, that you have childcare when you're going to write. You have to really take those little micro steps to get to the big goal. So those are probably the three places I would start if I was like looking at what I wanted to do at this point in my life.
I love that, Lauren. I mean, that's great advice. And I mean, taking those steps, putting, you know, you're basically practicing what you preach and setting aside the right time for you to be able to go through and do what you need to do on the day to day. I think that's really, really practical advice. And speaking of writing, I mean, you've authored two books, right? Including The Skinny Confidential, A Babe's Sexy Sassy Fitness and Lifestyle. And you've also got an award-winning ice roller product that you obviously have been promoting and is very popular. With that being said, so we know that finding purpose is a real journey for many entrepreneurs. What are your insights on how women and men can discover and align their businesses with their true purpose? Because I know that's what you're all about.
Yeah, I think for me, at the end of the day, if you strip away everything, what I love to do, and I've realized this after 13 years of doing this, is I love creating something out of nothing. And the second that that clicked into place for me, it was really easy to wake up and find my purpose. And with our products, each product that we create is literally starts with a blank piece of paper. So the ice roller, not only did I tap into my own brain and the team's brain, I also asked the audience. And I've had them along on this journey every step of the way. So each product that we make is with an intention. And I think if you're looking to find your purpose and you're confused at what it is, go back to that book, Mastery. Definitely read that book, but also try to find that thing that one liner of what you love. So like I said, for me, it's creating something out of nothing. Like, what is your one liner? And lean into that. And so what I do every single day is I'm constantly looking for white space when it comes to beauty and wellness and routines. And I'm constantly listening to the audience. I think that listening is really underrated. And what I mean by that is, like, I think sometimes creators sort of get too big for their audience. And to me, the audience is like, they have the most amazing ideas. And also it's just like an incredible focus group. And it's so amazing to have this community at your fingertips that you can literally just ask a question and they can immediately answer you. I think that there's never been anything like it in the world that now that we have social media. I mean, you used to have to, like, in the 80s have like that like screen and like you have to used to like watch people from afar. And now we actually have our focus group and our community right there. So I think involving them in whatever your purpose is. And I always say, like, even if you have 10 followers, service those 10 followers. The followers will go out and be soldiers for you. So say you want to launch, you know, a blog. I would say appeal to the people that are already following you, even if it's 100 people, and let them go out and tell other people about you. I see people get in big trouble because they constantly are looking for more followers. Look at what's in front of you, what you already have. Look at your friend circle. And I think that if you can look through it of a lens of finding your purpose and then leaning into the community that you have, even if it's 10 people, that is how you sort of grow and how you can leverage your purpose every single day.
I think that's amazing advice. And we're actually getting so much questions here in the chat too for you, Lauren, because it's such great. How do you balance, this one's from Hind, how do you balance listening to your audience and implementing their suggestions while carrying out your own vision. Because like you said, audience is key, and every medium out there now, especially in the social media and digital world, and us on the print and the magazine side as well, we're constantly engaging with our audience and listening to our readers and watching what they come into in our social media. But how do you balance that with your own vision, and how do you stay true to yourself?
I truly don't look at analytics. Like, I don't look at anything. I've never looked at a Google analytic. I've never looked at a Instagram analytic. I am very much someone who bases my business off energy and finesse through the consumer. And I think that a lot of people are so caught up in the analytics. I think you actually have to get in there and talk to the person that's supporting you. Ask them questions, listen, respond to DMs, respond to comments. If you're a fashion blogger and you're not responding to where you got your jeans, you shouldn't be a fashion blogger. That's not what it's about. And I think too, just like, never get too big for your audience. Always remember, you know, who helped you be able to do what you can do. I'm someone that is trying to make sure that I am talking to my audience probably for at least an hour a day. I think that aspect is so important. So I would tell you to get out of the analytics and understand what, for your first question, what you said is, for me, when I create a product, the finesse between putting my own opinion in, but also mixing it with the audience. So like, what I'll do is I'll listen to the audience. I'll take it in. I'll put my own spin on it with their thoughts in mind. And then I'll create something where when they get it, they're like, oh my God, this is so much better than I even could have imagined. I don't want someone to get something and it be like what I ordered versus what I got. I want them to get it and be like, wow, the packaging, the way it's built, how heavy it is. Like, I want them to just be in love with it. So I think I'm constantly designing products off that in mind and the end game of when they're actually using the products, as opposed to just like making money really quick.
Right. And that's the whole thing. It's about authenticity. It's about staying true to your audience and your customer, but it's also about staying true to yourself and to your core. So I'm going to end this. I know we have to wrap up. We've got so many great things to talk to you about, Lauren, and we'll have to do it again sometime, but I want to know, and I'm sure everyone out there does, and we always wrap up our podcast episodes like this, but what is your definition of success, coming from Lauren Bostic here live on our podcast?
My definition of success has nothing to do with business. What it has to do with is waking up and beating to the tune of your own drum every day and planning your day how you want and having autonomy and control over what you're doing. I don't want to be told this, and this is just me. I don't want to be told what to do every day. I get really resistant when I'm told to do all these things. I want to wake up and do what I'm good at and do what lights me up. Mm-hmm. I read this quote, like, and I'm going to flub it, but it's basically like, if your child is really good at tennis, mm-hmm, and they're so good at tennis and they're not good at math, why are you trying to give them math classes? And that's how I run my entire life. It's like, I want to lean into what I'm good at and focus on that. And I want to do that every day of my life. And if I can do that, I feel like I've found success.
I love that. And you know, that's such practical advice for everyone on here who are entrepreneurs and business people and, you know, trying to run, you know, families and our businesses and everything. And it's coming from a mom and a fellow mom. It's so important to keep that at the back of our mind when we're deciding and what we're doing in our lives. I want to thank you so, so much, Lauren. You've been amazing. And I wish we had all the time in the world here, but thank you so much. And everyone in the chat there, thanks for all your love. Let's give some love to Lauren.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me. I see the chat. I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much. Let's do this again. Thank you for interviewing me.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thanks, Carrie.
And thanks for being on the podcast. Bye.